My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about why you should and shouldn't spend money on marketing courses. So Neil has sold courses in the past. I have sold courses in the past. What are your general sentiments around this?
Well, and we're not going to talk about this from a selling courses perspective, but more so if you should buy them. And here's a funny thing about courses. If you end up paying for something, you're more likely to take action. But here's also the shitty part about paying for courses. Eric, you sold a course. Can people typically find what you sold for free somewhere online?
100%.
Yeah, same with me. Sure, the course may be organized in a more readable and easy fashion, but you don't need to pay for courses. It's also why you don't sell them. The problem is, though, if you pay for them, you're more likely to read them, take that data, whatever you learned, and take action on it. And if you don't pay for it, a lot of times you'll read it and you won't do anything with it. Heck, actually, if you pay for it, there's still a chance that you'll not do anything or even read it or take action. But still, what we found is when people pay for stuff, there's a higher chance that they do something with the data that they learn. And that's why we both feel it's like you should or you shouldn't. It can go both ways. It really depends on your personality type. Like if you look at Eric, you'll read something online. And when you like something that you see right away, you're probably sending messages to your team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling them to implement.
Yep.
And then if your team isn't able to do it and you can do it yourself, what do you do?
I end up doing it.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if you're on a plane or traveling or whatever. Mm-hmm. Eric, a lot of times goes into stuff. I'll see messages from him on Skype. He's like, hey, dude, have you tested this out?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it depends on your personality type. If you're one who's lazy and you need to pay for stuff before you're willing to take action, then go buy the courses.
You know what's interesting? One of our mutual friends at one time, I mean, this is actually a really bad thing to say, but he said, you know, people are paying for perceived progress when they're buying courses. Now, my big problem with courses actually, and maybe this is a rant for another time, but it's I'm seeing all these people teach, you know, they're trying to teach these courses on Facebook, and they're just I see it as taking advantage of people, because a lot of these people are trying to teach people how to build like an agency, for example, but you see that they're just sitting in the apartment by themselves. Some are actually really good, but some are just like, they're like solopreneurs and they're teaching this stuff. And it's like, how do you have the credibility to do that? So when you almost have like an obligation when you're teaching this stuff, like, look, Neil's done marketing, I've done marketing. I feel like it's kind of preying on people's kind of almost like maybe their insecurities to just try to extract money and then leave them out to dry. I think that's what really bothers me about courses. And I think, you know, if you don't have the money initially, so when people try to buy my stuff and they don't have the money, I say, hey, like, look, you're not ready for this right now. Maybe come at another time. That doesn't feel right to be preying on these people. If you're starting out, you don't have the money, go out there, study on your own, study stuff like this. Look, this is completely free, right? And then figure it out from there.
When you're looking at the courses, if you consider buying them, look at the person selling the course. So for example, Brian Dean from Backlinko, I believe he sells a link course still, and I do know he sells a YouTube course. Mm-hmm. Brian is amazing at backlinks. So when he sells you a course on links, you know that there'll be good stuff in there because his own website has a shitload of links. Also, his YouTube channel is really popular. So if he sells you a YouTube course on how to do better on YouTube, it should also work because he's just not an expert in it. He's shown that he himself is using those tactics and is doing well with it. On the other hand, Eric mentioned this, there's people who are like, I'm going to teach you how to be a consultant and make a ton of money. It's like you look them up online, you can't find one thing about them that shows they've run an agency or they've been a consultant. All you can see is information on them online about how they're making their money teaching you how to be a consultant. Yet it's just like, yeah, you told me you made millions of dollars being a consultant yourself. Like, where is it? What was your consulting company called? Who are your clients? Where were their testimonials? Where were the results? Like, prove it. And they can't.
Mm-hmm. Look for legitimacy. Like, look, I mean, you can Google them. It's very simple to do. And then from there, you can make a decision, right? Also, at the same time, like, if Neil tried to sell a course on how to make pie, like, I would never buy it because Neil doesn't cook. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if you try to Google anything about him, it's all about marketing, right? So you got Google at your disposal. You can look at Twitter. I would also recommend that if there's a course title, look for the course title and reviews and then make a solid decision for yourself so you don't get burned, because that $1,000 or $2,000, especially when you're starting out, can hurt you a lot or set you back when you don't make right decisions with that money.
I can't believe you wouldn't buy a course on how to make a pie from me.
Never.
What was if I taught you how to make a pie?
Never
like
seen you cook in my life. Never seen you microwave anything.
What are you talking about? I made chicken nuggets the other day in the toaster.
Never made it for me. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. So please go to singlegrain.com. Look, if you're watching the video right now, singlegrain.com/survey. Help us make this podcast better. We need your help, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.